Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I help you?
Yes, I just got a voice message that my installer's not going to be available today, and they've rescheduled me for February 24th.
Uh-huh.
But I work every day except for Friday, so I've had this scheduled since December because we needed a Friday where I could be home. So the 24th will not work for me.
Okay. May I have your phone number with air code first, please?
Yes. 912-308.
Uh-huh. Okay. Bear with me just one
moment. 13.
Bear with me just one moment.
No problem. My number I'm giving you is different because my daughter purchased this for me for Christmas, and so her number is probably the one on the...
Okay, what is that?
Her number is, 308-7477, I think, but I can look it up. You know, you never call anybody.
Okay, 308.
Hold on, let me double it.
Okay.
7477. Try that and see if you have something listed.
Okay, what is the area code?
912.
Uh-huh. 308.
Hold on. I'm not that. You know how you don't call anybody.
Okay, but what number did they call? What number did they call to?
Just right now. Well, I'm not sure if she forwarded it to me, but my phone number is 308-2413. 912.
308-2143.
No, ma'am. 2413.
Okay. Let me see if that works. Mm-hmm. It takes a moment, so bear with me.
It's fine. I'm disappointed because I took today off and planned this for a long time, and so that it'll be okay. It's not the end of the world. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me just one moment. It takes a moment.
Okay. If it's not under my phone number, I've looked up my daughter's phone number and I was wrong about her phone number.
It just takes a moment to pull up, so bear with me.
No problem.
Okay, and the name?
It could be, I don't mean to be crazy, but my name is Amy, A-M-Y, Banatta, B-A-N-A-T-T-A, but it could be under Megan Rice, or it could be under my mother's name, which is Rose Sanders.
Okay, so do you want to reschedule for Friday?
Yeah, it would have to, the earliest Friday I can do is March 5th. And there's absolutely no way someone else could do it today.
No, ma'am. There's not a Friday open in March.
Well, that's why I think we bought this in December, and I had to wait. This was my Christmas present, and say the only Friday y'all have was today. So I've made a whole bunch of changes to my schedule to be off today. And then they didn't, I didn't find out they weren't coming until just now.
Okay, it looks like they don't even have a Friday in March.
Well, what should I do? Cancel the order and just get my money back?
That's entirely up to you.
Well, when is your first available Friday? Because this is what we did in December, and your first available Friday was this Friday, and then you called me the day of it and canceled it. And I know I'm not trying to be irritated to you. It's just that I don't feel like anybody really cares.
Okay. I see Thursdays available, but not Fridays.
I work 4 10-hour days. So I don't know if y'all have evening openings, but I don't get home until 6 or 7. Does someone have to, I'm assuming someone has to be in,
someone 18 or older has to be there.
Yeah, well then I just, it's going to have to be a Friday because that's my days off.
Okay, I do not see a Friday off in March at all, or April.
Well, when's your... And nobody can do it. Why can't he do it today?
It doesn't say.
Well, just give me your first available Friday and tell him not to change it. Because there's not, other than me canceling the order and trying to find another microwave and another installation person somewhere else, there's nothing I can do because I cannot take off on a Monday through Thursday.
That's going to be in, let me see. There's not a Friday available.
Ever. Y'all don't do deliveries and installations on Friday.
It's not anything on here to have available Friday.
And there's nobody else you could call and tell them my situation? And
unfortunately, no, ma'am. We have the service providers in that area.
So you're saying there's indefinitely in the whole year ahead, there is no Fridays that there's someone available to do this job that. Yes.
I'm not seeing anything, and let me see. Up through September, October, no ma'am.
And there's nobody you could, there is absolutely positively nobody you could call to see if there's anybody that would be willing to do it.
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. We just have service providers scheduled for different areas.
Well, you work on it and call me back because I have to have a Friday.
Okay, the only thing that I can do is send an email over.
Well, do something because I have to have a Friday. I waited. I think we placed this order either November or December.
Bear with me just one moment.
Or could it be a Saturday or a Sunday?
Okay, is there anything else that I can do today, ma'am?
Well, I don't know what you did. Did you,
I'm sending an email over. I'm sending an email over and letting them know that you have to have a Friday.
Okay. What contact information do you have? Because if it's my daughter's, I need to update the information so that they can call me because I'll be
912-308-2413.
Okay. And you have it as Amy, A-M-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have an email address?
No, ma'am. They'll give you a call.
Okay. So when should I expect a call?
I cannot give you a particular time. Whenever they answer, they'll email us back to let us know when that will be.
Okay. And I can't do next Friday. I can do March 5th. Okay, but next Friday I'm not off next Friday.
Okay, is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, thank you.
You have a great day, and thank you for calling XBO.